Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55. An evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast. And then Wednesdays at 6:45, we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
Aren't you glad we have a God who hears us and who loves us? And who honestly cares about what is going on in our lives. We celebrate Him, and it's because of that love that we celebrate Him. So let's sing it. The title of the song is Because of Your Love. Sing it out. Let's praise the Lord.
As we come into Your presence, we remember every blessing that You poured out so freely.
I was just thinking when Brother Joe was praying to start the service that we really serve a God of wonders. And so let's sing and let's praise Him for His wonders, the God of wonders.
God of wonders beyond our
Stand with me. The next song we're going to sing is the offertory. It's called Send the Light.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light. Send the light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light. Send the light. Send the
going to sing a song. The name of the song is Jesus Saves. What a wonderful thought that this country has had the great honor and privilege to be a wonderful part of the work of Jesus Christ and to send forth that message that Jesus saves.
The church has been silent while the world raised its voice. In loud and angry tones they took the lead. But all across creation, there's a rumbling in the hills as the chosen ones of God stand up to make His message known. And I'm gonna shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintops, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. The rocks and hills were ready to proclaim the Savior's might, but the Spirit of the Lord said they should wait. You see, God knew His children were ready to march on and proclaim His word throughout the land and steal that devil's faith. But the world still tells us daily that God is not alive, and salvation's plan is just a fairy tale. Well, their lies won't change the truth. Jesus died for you, and the word says His returning could happen any day. And I'm gonna shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintops, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound. Proclaim it from the mountaintops. Tell the world around me, Jesus, say. Well, I have made my choice. I'm going to make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus, say. The world will hear my voice, Jesus, say.
You know, that's it. We have an amazing story to tell. There's no reason to be scared of it. There's no reason to retreat from it. There's no reason to hide from it. We have the most amazing story to tell that's ever been told, and that's the fact that Jesus came from heaven to earth, wrapped himself in this prison of human body, lived a perfect, a sinless life, then showed his perfect and amazing love by giving himself. He gave himself. Nobody took his life. He gave himself as a ransom for many. He was buried, he rose again, he ascended, he still lives today. Isn't that amazing? Man, we have an amazing story. Amazing love that Christ showed. We're going to sing Amazing Love.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned.
Congregation, be seated. Zip, Johnny, and Nelda.
Here comes Jesus with his grace again, just about the time I need it. makes me feel so very ill to think how I'm mistreated. Every time I think I find them at my journey's end, really blundering, should go under there, Jesus, with His grace again. Woe is me, too blind to see what Satan had in his pocket. That little thing was a ball and chain on me, he tried to lock it. And I hate to admit it, but he almost did it, I was up to here in sin. He was doing well with me until you know who dropped in. Yes, there came Jesus with His grace again, just about the time I needed. Makes me feel so very ill to think how I'm mistreated. Every time I think I find them at my journey's end, really blundering, should go under there, Jesus with His grace again. Down and out, oh how I pout, I feel so all forsaken. Some little sin I let creep in has got my heart to aching. Oh, Satan is crying, there's no need trying, God blesses you will never win. But as before, I answer my door there, Jesus with His grace again. Yes, there comes Jesus with His grace again, just about the time I need it. Makes me feel so very ill to think I'm mistreated. Every time I think I find them at my journey's end, really blundering, should go under there, Jesus with His grace again.
The Apostle Paul was a very determined man. When writing to the Corinthian church, he expressed his determination, and he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, Paul was a man of resolution, a man of determination. If you look up the word determination in the dictionary, it would say something like the act of making or arriving at a decision, or firmness of purpose, resolve. The idea being that you are committed. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if people were as committed to God and to do good as they often are committed to other things, not necessarily evil things, things that are just neutral basically in themselves, but yet there's a great commitment to those things. We tease a lot about how a fisherman's very committed to his fishing. I heard a song a while back. I was driving down the road and I was trying to catch some weather on my radio, and it was a nifty little old song. It was a very old song being replayed. And this fellow's wife threatened him and said, if you go fishing, I'm leaving. And then he continued to sing and said, I'm going to miss her. Well, I would say that man was determined to go fishing. You know, I tease my brethren who love to golf. And some of them are so determined about golfing. I mean, they won't let anything stop them from golfing. There's an old joke, you've probably heard it, so many golfer jokes, about the man who went fishing, and on the first hole, his friend that he golfed with named George passed out. And he said it was such a slow day because it was hit the ball and drag George, hit the ball and drag George. Well, you see, he wasn't going to let anything stop him from his golf game. So many stories our golf friends have been teased a lot. But many times we're very committed to other things, and yet we're not as committed to the Lord. You know, some people are committed to their work, very committed to their job, and that's a good thing. But somebody said, would you do for gold what you would not do for God? Some people are very committed to gold, wealth, and riches, but they're not as committed to God. So commitment and this determination that we're talking about can be a good thing and a positive thing, or in the case of being committed to wrong things, it could be, in fact, a very negative thing. You know, it is true that great men and women, men and women of accomplishment, are determined men and women. Great athletes are determined athletes. In the Bible, some of the heroes of our faith were very determined. Solomon was a determined man. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 2 and 1, Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord. And so Solomon was determined to do that. The Apostle Paul was a determined man in the New Testament. He said in Titus 3:12, he said, "When I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for there I have determined to win her." And, you know, Paul went through some very tough times, but he determined to win her. I'm using it as a metaphor. But maybe today you're listening to this broadcast, and you're going through some tough times. Even though it's the middle of summer, as you're hearing this broadcast, for you, it's a very cold time in some ways in your life. Well, just determine to win her. Paul said in our text that we read at the beginning, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, "I determine not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Paul said, "I'm determined to always put Christ first." As you study the life of our Lord Jesus Himself, He was a very determined man. In the Gospel of Luke, the Bible says that John answered and said, "Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and we forbade him because he followeth not us." And Jesus said unto him, "Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us." Now that's in Luke chapter 9, verse 49 and 50. And then verse 51 says, "And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem." Now that's Jesus. Jesus steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And by the way, as a principle in life, you normally go the way you're looking. So when you're looking in a certain direction, that's normally the way you're going to go when you set your face towards something. That's why if you start looking the wrong way, you will end up going the wrong way. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 62, Jesus said, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Now, he didn't say necessarily they weren't going there, or weren't going to be part of it, but they weren't fit for it. None of us are fit for it, to tell the truth. Only by His grace and mercy and being clothed with His righteousness. But the principle is there, that you go the way you're looking. You start looking back, you'll be going back. In Genesis 19:25, the Bible says that Lot's wife, you know the story, looked back from behind him. And you know the sad story of the ending of Lot's wife in the Bible there in Luke, in Genesis chapter 19. And so, you normally go the way you're looking. Well, Jesus steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem. You see, it was all determined ahead of time, and then it was just a matter of determination to carry it out. Luke 22 and 22 says, "Truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined." So Jesus was carrying out the plan. This word determined is a Greek word that we get our English word horizon from. It means to mark out the boundary, to appoint, decree, declare, determine. And so Jesus came to this earth as a determined man. By the way, he spent 33 Christmases away from home. He was born on, we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate his birth. But death was always out there on the horizon. You see, his incarnation was for the purpose that he might die for our sins. And so death was always out there on the horizon, as it is for each of us, dear radio listener. But it was different for him in that really he didn't have to die, and he had no reason to die. He had not sinned, so he had no reason to die other than for our sins. But it was all part of the divine plan. In Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Now man acted freely, but God always, by his foreknowledge, knew exactly what was going to happen. That word foreknowledge, we get our English word from the Greek word there, it would be prognosis. In other words, God always knew how this was going to turn out. And Jesus came very determined because he was determined to save us. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what the Bible says. And he determined to die for us. Oh, we need to ask ourselves, have we determined to live for him, the one who determined to die for us? You know, we need to think today about our determination. Somebody wrote a song that said, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The songwriter went on to say, though none go with me, still I will follow. I want to ask you today, dear radio listener, have you determined to follow the one who determined to die for your sins? Now, if there's one thing the Bible makes crystal clear, we're not saved by our works. We are saved by His grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 8 and 9, the Bible says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we're not saved by anything that we could ever do. We simply put our faith and our trust in the one who loved us and paid for our sins on Calvary's cross, then rose again. You see, Jesus came here because He was determined to save us. The question is, has He saved you yet? Why not invite Him into your heart today? You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.